But nah, I'm in that circle, innit? I don't perform often, innit? I always go to open mics and like.
What kind of poetry do you do? Like punch, kill, stab, believe?
Nah, bro.
Why is that urban kid so mad?
I've been doing love poetry and shit.
I have no clue.
Nah, I can't lie.
The
to
mixed
you,
race one. It's black or I'm white.
Am I a brother?
I can't lie to you, bro. A lot of poetry be coming from pain, innit?
Yeah,
well, that, so I'll just be writing about all kinds of shit.
Lactic acid,
just yeah, mostly
like Rod Wave, you know.
Mostly just I said Rod Wave. I said that's
cardio.
That's the blisters on his hands from the calisthenics.
Yeah, the calisthenics.
You lot of donuts.
How can I caress my woman tonight?
With these mitts. These mitts, bro.
You have to do the remember of Mice and Men? My man that used to have one, the glove with the Vaseline.
Yeah.
That's my nigga Curly, he was ahead of his time.
Big bad thing, but they called him a bad man.
What's that nigga's name? Lenny, bad him up.
Ah, oh, man.
You try to wait, Lenny said, yeah, hold this.
Nah, man, school times was
about the rabbits.
I don't even know why I was reading that, man. Like, There's so much stuff in the curriculum at school. I was thinking, why the fuck are we even doing this shit?
I was still not adding up.
Indian girl, they made an Indian girl read it. And she was reading, and she was, you know what it is? You know niggas read ahead?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's reading now.
And it was coming up to that time.
And I remember I could feel bare eyes on like me and a few of the other black people in class.
Are you going to say the word?
She gets to the word, she goes, I just can't read it.
But I remember in school, bro, there was this one poem by Benjamin Zephaniah called Half Caste, bro.
Yeah.
It was John Agard. Because we did the same poem. It was John Agard. Yeah. So and I reread it recently.
And like it's written in like patois, innit? So I remember when like the teacher brought it out to read, and she's like, oh, we need someone from the class to read it. Yeah, man, I put my head down immediately. She's like, oh, maybe Kareem can read it.
Because oh, wow.
Like, God damn it.
She's like, Bumper Clark, right?
Bumper Clark.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Ross.
Who's that gentleman? Selassie?
Selassie,
I'm surprised she didn't bring a lighter out or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Funny.
No, man, that's so
that funny. I can ask you a question, because everyone here seen 8 Mile, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, you remember the last scene pretty well, yeah?
Nah, I'm
well enough.
The battle.
Who won? Did Eminem win or did Lotto win? The second one, the guy with the braids.
Can't lie, Lotto was going crazy.
Because I'll be real. Before I came on Twitter, I never saw no one ever say that. Like, people I spoke to in person about 8 Mile. I never heard anyone ever say that Eminem lost to Lotto. It was close.
I can't lie, Lotto. As I got old, at the time, yeah. I thought Eminem washed him, innit?
Yeah.
Because one man said, like, looking like a cyclone hitching. Tank top, screaming loud. Yeah. And a hobbity hoobla hop, bro. That had me in tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Lotto said some hilarious stuff.
You know it is? For me, it's the pencil microphone scheme. Where he's like, fuck you. You can take the mic home with you. For me, it's mad close.
Nah, Eminem. No, but Lotto was like, oh, I can take a picture of my rear end so you won't forget my ass.
I remember that.
I got a better chance of joining the KKK. I was fucking crying.
Eminem did win though. I feel like
they tried to indoctrinate us. They make us like the hip hop white brother. Mm. They tried to make us like him throughout the film. Like they made us, but really and truly, even if we started looking at more battle rap getting older, we're like, wait, hold on, them bars were serious. Like, if I watch the film now, I can't lie, I'll be creasing a lot.
Yeah, I've been creasing.
He was going in.
Because rest in peace to the guy who played and passed away, innit?
Oh,
yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, that's why I bring it up. Rest in peace. Because what happened was after it got posted, I saw people quoting like, oh yeah, Lotto watched it. I said, you know, let me go rewatch the whole scene, innit? Yeah. So I rewatched all three battles. But even the Lotto one, I'm like, it was close. Don't get me wrong, but Eminem won, bro. Like,
I didn't hear a single word you said. Hibbity hoobla.
Like, that shit, I feel like, listen, rest in peace, I forget his name, rest in peace to the bro who played Lotto, bro, because I feel like...
Best time when niggas don't know your name. Like, rest in peace to the bro.
I don't know his name.
You just know him from the character, innit? Like,
yeah, I don't know his name, innit?
Big homie.
Big homie.
But no, it's, what was I going to say? I feel like 8 Mile's one of the movies where it's like, everyone remembers the first time they saw that last scene.
Nah. I didn't really fuck with
Did you not?
Nah. I don't, bro, I've never liked Eminem.
Yeah.
Like when I watched the movie.
The person?
Or the rap? I know, it was, I think he was just too, I don't like energetic people.
Yeah.
Like I hate
He wasn't like that when back in the day though.
You need to elaborate.
He was mad calm. He was calm, innit?
Yeah,
he was mad calm before.
So
I feel like
he came off food. and started shouting and becoming energetic.
So, but like, cool. So my first song of like I remember of Eminem is the one that video where there's bare Eminems. That's like the first time I got introduced, and it was just.
Do you know what? Eminem had a formula every time he dropped an album. Yeah, like his lead single would always be like a mad cartoonish song. Yeah.
I feel like that was Dr. Dre though. Dr. Dre was constructing that.
Cause what was the first album? Was it like My Name Is?
Yeah.
My name is then it's yeah. Real Slim Shady. Yeah, please stand up. Then there was like. Now this business looks like a job for me, everybody.
Without me in business, I'm an M show.
Okay, yeah.
When him and Dr. Dre are just as Batman and Robin. Like.
What's the song where he talks about Dr. Dre beating up his wife and that?
Guilty Conscience.
Guilty Conscience, yeah. There's always... he said it on the song, like...
That third, his bit in Guilty Conscience, the third bit when he's talking about that is fucking hilarious. And I'm not glorifying...
Condoning it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's the way it is.
Yeah. But another thing, I said this on Twitter, because I said this after I rewatched the battles, yeah? This guy's a gangster. His real name, Clarence, might be the funniest part.
No, I'm sorry.
It's the way he reacts. Papa Doc looks at his crew like, ah, shit.
No, but you don't understand.
The government.
He went on to further elaborate that Clarence's parents have a real good marriage as well.
Yeah.
And everyone laughed.
They're like, what's with that?
Look at this nigga, he had a good upbringing.
This nigga got parents, y'all.
That's like, is that
gated household?
He had an education. Look at him.
That was literally like drama.
You for the family.
After him goes, fuck Graham, bro. I'm like, yo, why you say fuck school?
What did me do for you for?
Nah,
that's crazy.
That's kind of like me, man. Like back in school, when niggas were like up to no good, yeah, and they'd have a reason. And then niggas came and see my house and said I had a mum and dad. I was like, nigga, why are you up to madness? So I was like, nigga,
you have a father figure. What's your excuse?
Literally, that is like, damn, man. Like, shit. I just wanted to, you know what I mean? I just wanted to kick up the
different cookie. Character arcs.
You're trying to fit in it.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I was saying, like, I remember the times when I'd be on the block, yeah. And I was like, man, this is scary, but I can sign up. I can sign.
I know. I have a plan B. I could just go home.
Part time. I got home. I got home.
It's gonna be warm. There's gonna be food in the fridge.
I don't need to sell this crack, man. There's rice at home.
When things are getting a little bit bubbly, and I'm like, yeah, man, like, I need to go home.
Sign out. I'm used to the sponge.
You're lucky to get turned into a bank.
Yeah. But no, like even at times like where like even like at Wood Green, like people would be like chilling in the tops, yeah. And it was just like scary. It was like the scariest thing. You know when there's too many niggas in the function?
Yeah.
Like in one small place.
The worst part is when parties when them girls would invite niggas.
Like, yeah, girl parties.
Niggas don't like, bro, you're inviting my man from here, my man from here. The party gets locked off before 10 o'clock and you wonder why.
Girl parties never sell off, man. I'm telling you.
Bro, it's just 100 niggas and all chasing after that one bad.
It's not even that. It's niggas got beef with one another.
Bro.
And then, you know these girls, you know everyone, innit? So they're inviting all these niggas from all these different ends.
Bro. And
I know him.
Literally. Flipping Moses invited me to that trapping premiere.
Of course he did.
Yeah. So I was like, nah, I don't want to go. But I end up going last minute. And then I swear to God, yeah. I called up the boys. I was like, yeah, man, it's looking kind of wappy in here, bro. Like, I just, bro, the security, yeah? When I mean my security, just like, let me go. I was like, cool.
You know that video of the old man when he's like,
yeah. I hate the fact, I hate the fact words have changed. He said wappy, and I was like, should I say why? Championship, why?
But then,
it's dubious.
But then, the worst thing is, the worst thing is I get inside and I was like, there's too many gang members in here, man. Like, literally, I've seen all these chains.
You showed them your Wood Green hood pass.
Bro, you know when you see expensive chains?
It's not even like the nice fitted chains. It's the chains that like go down to that belly button and like, you know, them ones.
Like, wait, if I see it ripped the other day, 50 Cent was ripping Busta Rhymes and said his chain. The Cuban one.
Have you seen?
I saw that.
Oh man, no shit.
He said his friends are lying to him.
You seen too many gold teeth in there.
Nah, bro, like, cause if there's expensive change in there, there's a gun nearby. It has to be. No niggas are just rolling around with these big chains. Yeah. I was like,
got parked off in the bush at the very least.
Bro, before the premiere even started, I was at home. Bro,
who was it that told the story they played, wait, they played a school game and the guy smiled at him and he had a gold tooth? Was it you?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Bro, yeah. Who was in like year 10, year 9? But you see them African overseas brothers. Nigga came down to the league, yeah, bro. He was batting it up. Bro was talking about he has kids and shit, bro. Like, yeah, man, that league was.
There was a youth like that in mines, like an Algerian brother, innit? Like he used to drive like when he's in year 10, he used to drive the minibus to go to the games and shit like that.
I remember when Ludo was like, he played the game. Him and the guy must have like had a 50-50 or whatever, and Ludo mouthed off to him. The guy was like, bro, I got kids your age.
This is while he's at school.
Nah, man.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bro, like even at times, yeah, there was one brother in our league, yeah, and we must have been like 13. And this is the most athletic human I've ever seen in my life, yeah. Nigga, he ran past everyone, yeah, barging everyone. Scores a screamer, and we're like, fuck. When I mean I seen a man do like 7 backflips, yeah. You know, like niggas our age, like we, like
imagine them backflips in a football match and they're not on Sky Sports. That's crazy.
Like, I know, like, why are you this athletic at 13?
Huh?
Like, why? I would question him, like, how have you let this person in the league if he's this athletic? Like,
bro,
why
this is the man that's backed out a knife on referees, bro.
What, he just had a knife in his shorts,
bro? No. So there was one time, yeah, I think I've told this story before, but I must have got into a little 50-50 with him. And like with me on the football pitch, I'm a bit chirpy, but he was scaring me a little bit. But I still don't want to be batted up. Yeah, like, yeah. So I'm just like, oh, shut up, man. But like under my breath. And he was like, what? I was like, don't make me repeat it. But then I was just trying to walk away. And he was like, watch me and you. I'm thinking, fuck. Like, I'm pissing myself. And then I'm just like, whole game, my whole, everything's off.
Feng shui.
Yeah. 5 yard passes. He's in my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, yeah, I knew it wasn't a threat. It was a promise.
Coach, I don't feel so good.
Like, Dad, let's get out of here. But yeah, then he got sent off in like the last 5 minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, ref, I got something for you. And then Wolves like, oh, bro, just like, leave it. And then these times, yeah, he just went to his JD bag and came sprinting back, yeah.
What was it, a JD bag?
Bro, referee running about, abandoned game, yeah. Bro, we was losing these times.
So that? You don't got the victory.
Nah, man. Yeah, that
W to me.
Default.
Hey, man. See a nigga with a JD bag when he's past like 19, 20, nothing's good in there.
That's
man.
The thing is that I was gonna say, like, in any sport, have you not ever been in a situation where you just felt mad helpless,
like
where you're like, yo, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah. There's been a lot of games where like I can't explain it. It's like, what's the word? The momentum. You see, yeah. when it goes, fully goes. And even when you're watching football, you're like, why didn't you just get the ball down and can...
Yeah, like, and you realise.
Then you realise when it happens and like niggas are... And especially, I can't even imagine like for it be like a boxer.
Yeah.
And like, you can't do nothing. Like, jabs ain't working.
In individual sports.
Yeah. Like,
I feel like football for me, definitely primary school, there was one game we played, yeah. And I remember the whole team, the morale was so low. I just remember just like people started walking off. I just started walking off.
There was one game I played in secondary school, yeah. And the other school came and they only had 9 players in it.
First. That's what you man lost.
Yeah. No, let me finish the story. They only had 9 players in it, but their best player was the suit he played for Bristol Rovers, innit?
Yeah.
And like he was like, you know them youths that are cold and their names is like ringing around the city because they're cold. Yeah. So they was like, oh, like, do you want to take like 2 of our players? And they was like, nope. Bro, the game ended 4-4. My man scored 4 goals.
They said,
we're good. I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean, nope? Bro, 4-4, he tanned 4 goals on us, bro. Every time we took the lead, we're right back.
I remember I was in year 10. I remember this game like it was yesterday. We played against Hampstead. I went to Hendon, and obviously we were in Barnet. So we did so well the year before. We got put into like the National Cup. We had to play against Hampstead, who were in Camden, I believe.
Mm.
It was like the first 3 or 4 minutes, it took the goal kick. The guy might have been standing, it was even a shit goal kick. The guy might have been standing like 30 or 40 yards in his own half.
Mm.
He chested the ball up in, chested the goal kick up in the air. On the half turn while the ball's in the air, he hit a fucking 40 yard pass into the channel to feet. I looked over at my manager and I said, I looked at my manager,
where are
I looked
we?
At the player, I looked at my manager and I just said,
You just
we don't belong here.
Lost at 5-1, and it was like
the writing was on the wall from the beginning.
Like, what do you do? I was like, but the thing is, the rest of the team was good. Don't get me wrong, innit? Yeah. The team was banging. They would have beat us. I thought that they would have beat us whether or not they had him or not. But seeing that, bro, the first time we play a team outside our borough, you have to remember this as well. We never played no one outside our borough before. First time we play a team outside our borough, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, yo, this is why it's so hard to get into the National Cup. Because to even get into that cup, we had to win the cup and win the league the year before. So now we've come, and that's the first thing. It's the first round. That's the first thing I see. I said,
I guess that's how
we're just going through the motions now.
Teams that get relegated and teams that get sent up from the Champ League, they must be like, even League One, League Two, League Three players. They must get up and just like, bruv. Maybe, me, if I was on that team, but I don't know if I'm doing over here.
They're never the Jeremy Doku in my league.
Nah, man. It's just like with real life, like with football teams, like as professionals as well, they go into the season and be like, this ain't a championship winning side. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
They know already.
You know, as soon as the league starts, two, three games, you're like,
I think before the way preseason is, I think like the team that you actually have, everyone knows their abilities. It's just like, I don't know, man.
But the thing is, Leicester knew they weren't winning the league that year.
But
people like 70 points, bro. Like 75 points.
That's the word.
Do you know what I mean, bro? Like, how do Arsenal finish above Liverpool, City, United, Tottenham, and Chelsea and not win the league?
That's hilarious.
Bro,
that's hilarious.
Put it like that.
It was just like that season. It was just like everyone was just fumbling the bag. Like even the when like Leicester got away, it was just like, all right, cool.
But man don't even realise the team that won the league the year previously finished 10th. It was just the dumbest season ever, bro.
Even that whole thing, Tottenham still could have finished second and they fucking held 5 to Newcastle in the last day of the season.
My boy scored, I remember that game,
This is why I stay tuning out of football, because the way it's orchestrated in terms of what you transfer and what coming in and what's coming out shifts the whole team and play. But being a Man United fan, I'm sorry, I can't. I've been tuning out of Man United games since 2 seasons ago.
I don't even like soccer.
And I hear it, soccer.
I'm a basketball fan now, but man.
I play 2K. I play basketball because it's off season. All I do is tweet about wrestling, bro. I watch soccer, bro.
Nah, I can't lie. I don't even like soccer.
You don't even tweet about MMA like that anymore.
I can't lie. I tell you why. Whitaker's finished, low key. Max can't beat Volk. Aldo's retired.
You got nothing left.
I got nothing left, bro. Peter Yan's finished.
Oh my god.
Can't buy a W. I'm fucking finished, fam. My only hope is Corey Sandhagen.
I wanted to ask you lot something. It's a simple question. Do you lot have a job that you will do for free?
No.
Nothing.
Define job, like, what do you mean?
Like hand job or something? You're gonna say something stupid?
Oh, fuck.
You're gonna say something stupid?
No, bro, I'm talking about a job.
Like it's actually work.
No, but okay, I need to get do the logistics. Like, how am I gonna live if I'm not getting paid for this job?
Nah. Let's say we, like, hypothetically, we lived in a thing where we didn't need money. We're just doing jobs.
Sounds like a Hunger Games, bro.
Do you
mean?
Like, you man started a podcast here. When you first started doing a podcast, would you say you was working for free? Would you say like this was a job you was doing for free?
Nah.
The man says no, because like if I wanted to start a podcast and at the start I weren't getting paid for it.
Yeah.
I'd do that, but I wouldn't like working like a bakery because I like baking for free. Like, you know what I mean?
That's a good one.
I would write for free.
Yeah.
If I knew I could write something and get it published and I wasn't going to get paid for it.
Like, music's free technically, no? If I'm writing music to put out music and I'm not really caring about the money does come in, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I make music
and I don't get paid for it, but I don't, I'm not an artist. Like, it's not my job. Like, I make it because I find it fun. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess not in a creative space. I'm talking like for me, I've always said, I think I would be like a ticket inspector.
Oh.
Parking tickets.
I knew your vibes was rotten, man. I knew my spirit didn't take you, bro.
And again, beaten up for free, basically.
My spirit didn't take
you. I was thinking about it, ain't nothing better than ruining someone else's day. Like,
your vibes are rotten, bro.
Nah, I can't lie. It's like,
plants die when you come around.
I can't lie. I'd be that person to be like, yo, give me a little 20 and like, you know, I won't even put that on.
That's probably the worst.
Nigga be like, psych.
That's probably the thing I complain about. I think I complain about ticket inspectors more than the police. Like, I just
nah, train bro. And train ticket inspectors are the worst. Bro.
Wait.
Would you rather be a train one or a parking one?
I'd rather be a parking one, get my steps on, you know.
Parking one, because parking ones, you can kind of avoid dealing with people. Like if someone's not at their car and you just put a ticket on there,
step in.
Parking, on the train, you have to deal with people.
Parking tickets are the most slimiest, like introverts ever. Like they're never about. As soon as you take your eye off your whip.
I've been in a park chilling. And I remember I went to go meet someone in the parking, literally the parking ticket inspector, he was chilling on like a log in the park. I parked up my car. I went up to him. I said, please. He said, I'm on my break anyway. It's cool. When he finished, I saw him walk out the car. I saw him walk up to the car. He looked at me and he said, nah, don't worry, it's cool. I popped up. I was like, the fact that you can raise my anxiety like that is rude.
Bro, the other day,
rude.
I got a train ticket, yeah. And like, it was like an off-peak ticket, innit? I'm not going to hold you. I don't really know what that means.
Hey, I'm glad someone said it. And it wasn't me.
How peak is it?
I've got a quadrillion trains in my life. And like, it's never affected me anyway.
I'd be getting the cheapest one, hoping.
So I was in Bristol, right? I had to get to Hertfordshire by like 11, bro. So I've got the earliest train I could jump on, innit? Boom. So like
peak times.
8 o'clock. Yeah. The woman on the Sutton is like, yo, listen, this is a peak time train. So if you have an off-peak ticket, you can't ride this train. I'm like, that sounds bad. So I'm thinking.
What time was it? Say again, sorry.
I got the train, was at 8 o'clock.
Is that peak time?
Apparently.
Hey. I don't know the.
Depends how quick. Wait, we're just going from Bristol to Hertfordshire.
So I had to go from Bristol to Paddington first, and I got the train from London into Hertfordshire.
It might be peak time. Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Dependent. 7:30 is usually the peak.
I guess
time,
if it's 8 o'clock, people are still
trying to get in.
But carry on.
So listen, so the woman's come down the aisle. She's bumped into like a group of like people now, yeah? Watch, scan their ticket, they're like, oh, this is an off-peak ticket. I'm like, oh my.
You just gotta play it dumb and be like.
But like, there's time, I feel like 5 o'clock is a peak time. And like, yeah. I've jumped on 5 o'clock trains with an off-peak ticket and they've just scanned it and kept it moving. But I knew that from the woman ranked the people down the aisle, I knew it was coming to me. Yeah. So bruv, I had to hop off the train at the next stop and wait for the next train to come because that would then be an off-peak train.
What's the point if it's the next one?
So it delayed my journey by like 45 minutes, bro.
The thing is,
that was all pointless. She never had to do that, bro.
You know, TFL, bro, if you delay in Bristol at 45 minutes, you get the pad and you're 3 hours late.
I've always said, if you miss like a train and it's 2 minutes, that's fucking up your whole day.
Bang, gone.
Next minute, you're half an hour late. It's not nice.
I'll be real, ticket inspectors of any kind and bouncers are the two people who love to abuse.
Bouncers feel like they're the prime minister of your night, bro. Yeah, you go out, bro.
But that's why, like, you kind of have to get acquainted with them, as in, you know what I mean? Get on their good side.
I started to see a lot of bouncers I know from school. Strangely enough, and I'm seeing them like, oh yeah, like what? Like,
because you ain't need to do anything to get that. Is it CSA? CSA?
CS.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So you can get a little badge thing.
Yeah.
I forget where I was.
SA.
I forgot where I was going, but I gave the nigga my ID. He looked at it and looked back at me and was like, oh, this don't look like you.
Oh, is that when he was at the show? Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, we was at Raven and A show. Yeah.
Come on, bro. Does that look like me or not?
Come on, let's be real.
It's exactly like me, bro. I was, he said, this would look like you. I was like, bro, be for fucking real, bro. Yeah. I looked at him, I was like, bro, I think he's trying to be funny, bro.
But the thing is, yeah.
Real funny when Chris Tucker, like.
You know, with like jobs like that, yeah, like, them niggas must get mad bored and like trying to, like, I don't know, cook up a little something. Like,
don't cook with me, bro. Don't cook with me.
Nah, I'm surprised the bouncers start making content, innit? Like, Just to play people.
Hey,
shout out
my day in the life of a bouncer. One night in the life of a bouncer.
Yeah. But shout out my man at Box Park, Wembley, that the ex.
Knocked that nigga out.
Oh man, that
was so crazy. This nigga was giving it the biggins. When a guy got slept, come on, bro.
That video came up again, yeah, bro. Like,
that guy had a fight with Mike Tyson, did he not?
Yeah,
he got slept, bro.
He got rude.
Yeah. But the thing is, yeah, it's the way there's. I watched the video, the way he's arguing, yeah, and the nigga's creeping like a little lion, his big self, yeah, around the back. And like, the guy doesn't know that he's like behind him, so he just sees him and he just barks off at him. He's like, yeah, okay. The way he sleeps him, you know, when you see a sleeper like that, handled, just man, rewind it. Yeah. Oh, man.
Imagine going viral for getting knocked out, bro, at Box Park.
That's
like my worst nightmare, bro.
I'm surprised Boxbox haven't used that for promotion yet. Something about your half price.
I don't want to go viral.
They need to throw a boxing event at Boxbox.
For getting knocked out or for getting stripped naked. You know, niggas stripped
naked. Yeah.
Where's my nigga Jake Moody? I don't want to, if I'm going to die, I don't want to dye my cheeks out. Yeah.
Championship, why?
Yeah, it is. I literally saw a video last week.
Stripping niggas naked is a mad wine.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because before that wasn't. People were just getting stripped on the block.
How come it's a why now?
I don't know happened.
The whole thing back in the day, it was supposed to be a humiliation. Why do you want to see a nigga's balls, batty, and dick?
Back in my
harassment alone.
It was questioning before.
Like back in my day, they'll catch you and say if you're with your boy, they'll make you lips.
What?
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't grow up in London.
Hey man, it got
rude. Why did niggas want to see that?
I did hear a lot of horror stories, bro.
Yeah.
Putting things up people's butts and there was craziness going when people were getting caught out.
Yeah.
But my thing is what was the dark energy that made you want to do that?
Yeah.
And now it's a championship. Why? That's what I'm gonna hear.
Why?
Pause. Why?
The thing is, it'll always be humiliating to be stripped naked, especially by ops.
I hear it.
I think the whole thing is someone having so much power over you that they could force you to embarrass yourself.
It's the masculinity destruction.
It's like psychological warfare, innit? Yeah. But it's a mad why, bro. Come on, man.
But now it comes down to it. Say if you get caught in that position, someone's caught you slipping, they say strip. What are you actually doing?
Kill me.
I'm getting beat down.
You're gonna have to kill me.
Beat down.
I got too much pride in my heart, bro.
I have to wear my t-shirt next day.
You can have my chain, but I'm keeping my boxes. I'm telling you, bro.
It's one of them ones, It's if my parents saw that, as in, this is the video where we're telling him to strip and he says no and he dies. It's okay, I understand. I'm understanding the situation now. He had no choice.
I'll be real, if a video comes out, they might as well kill me because my dad sees a video of me getting stripped. He's gonna kill me anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's a fear I had in my heart when I was a youth, because my uncle told me if any boy on the road beat you up when you come home, you're getting a worse beat. When I used to get into fights as a youth, it's not because I was brave or anything like that. It's
I'm scared.
I was scared, bro.
To protect your honor.
Have any of you seen the movie Lawless with Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
See the bit where what's the little brother's name? Shia LaBeouf's character. I forget, but he gets roughed up by the police officer, innit?
Yeah.
And he's sitting there in the bar and he goes to me and he goes, as long as you're my brother, you will never walk into my bar looking like that ever again.
Yeah.
It doesn't even give him a sympathy to you got roughed
up. Nah, bro.
Nah, you will never walk into my bar looking like that ever again.
But even the situation is hey man, say if it's cold outside and you got the 1 inch, I ain't definitely not stripping, bro. You see, you got
to
shrivel.
They have to kill you.
They
have to
kill you. Wax first.
If it's July in the park, then maybe I might let it run. But on a November afternoon,
Venom will get stripped and they would have the 1 inch because it's cold. And they would just be getting grilled about the 1 inch. That was it. But we don't know if men's will grow or not. It's your game's over. Your wrist is done. Everything mashed up.
In my bag, bro.
You know, back in them days, the camera phones was terrible quality.
Yeah.
When it stacked up on Facebook.
0.5 on the bed on the Zoom. You couldn't make
it. Oh my days, you look crazy, bro.
Well, it's got that.
Man are getting recorded in.
Yo!
Bro.
Some men are probably still sitting there thinking about it all till now. Video's erased, but they're still thinking about it.
That's the kind of video where you just leave socials completely.
And you can post anything on YouTube them times as well.
Bro.
On YouTube.
Oh, I remember when I was in secondary school and there was a video that went viral on guy, he caught one guy slipping and was he just said, say you're a pussy. He forced him to say he's a pussy on camera, bruv. And the guy was so embarrassed, he left the city, bruv. He moved to London, bruv.
That's not even that bad.
But that kind of stuff. If something went viral back in 2007, it was the only thing that went viral for 4 months. You know what I mean?
The internet was so fresh, it felt like.
Just fat.
Even if a video on your Facebook got 1,000 views, it feels like the whole world watching.
If something goes viral now, by tomorrow, something else will attention away. But
I've always said, even last week, not last month, niggas were saying, talking about the submarines. A week later, they said aliens were real. And then we're just all oh shit. And the next day, want to sign out. So it's
Bro, is everyone even talking about all them people that died in the submarine anymore, bro?
No, man.
They keep busting jokes about it. Gone past its time frame.
But that's the thing about the news outlet, we have for Twitter. We get the news, but we're just people are just cracking jokes. And that's how I found out about the submarine. Niggas was just laughing.
Yeah, those game controller thing.
Yeah.
rich white people dying. Everyone's hey. I'm not gonna hold you.
That's a Nico, the bourgeoisie.
I don't know. Maybe the game's rigged now, because you can go viral for, and you can orchestrate going viral right now. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you could orchestrate, you could have a whole marketing scheme like, I'm gonna go viral about this, and then I'm gonna do this later. But it doesn't matter how many times you go viral. It's like the solidification of going viral is still nothing. It's all fabric.
Is going viral good for business? Yeah.
I don't know.
Only if you can quote unquote stay viral.
Hey man, I saw
it's like anything. You can get people in through the door, but getting them to stay
there. I saw that Caribbean all you could eat £20 business. Yeah, I said I don't know if that's the attention they needed. Yeah,
your £20 bottomless brunch.
I said
I'll pay a pinky.
I'm definitely going.
I'm thinking the thing is the rice. I'm looking at the rice and peas. I'm like, it looks like fucking saffron rice, bro.
I'm definitely going.
What it looks big.
Bro, I don't know.
It don't look good.
I don't even want to be rude, but I have to be honest. It did not look appetizing.
Oh, I've not seen it.
I don't know until I go.
The drinks look nice. Yeah. The drinks did look nice.
I want to know.
All you could eat for £20, but do you know, and a black person's running that.
Yeah,
I don't know. That might run your belly before the end of the night.
Have you seen how much petrol costs? I might go eat for £20.
I've always been telling niggas, there's a spot in Nottingham. It's a low key spot, and I was like gatekeeping it for a minute.
Hole in the wall.
Bro,
Hole in the Walls do their best food.
No. There's an all you can eat buffet in Nottingham, yard food. And as me, I went there and I was thinking, it's gonna be trash. Bro, I swear to you.
You don't even live in Nottingham. Why are you getting?
I'm just like, huh? Yeah, like, how you gonna get?
Hey man, sometimes I wanna make niggas happy. even that place, I looked at the rice and peas and I was just like, It's an establishment I couldn't bring my.
Why can't we just have healthy improvement? Like, why do we have to do the drag man down?
We're not dragging though. The thing is, if we don't say these things.
But I'm saying, the way we always do it on Twitter X, whatever it's called now, it always gets, it's like the jokes start flying. Once the jokes start flying, man can't control that.
Niggas is gonna joke on everything, but we need to stop doing this thing as people where.
We can't run jokes.
We can't criticize.
Oh yeah.
We can't criticize without being seen as haters or whatever. It's like, bro. If we don't criticize or if we're not honest, we're doing a disservice.
But the thing is,
how are you going to improve if I don't tell you what you're doing wrong?
But now people ain't even going through the door.
Let's say, for instance, you make music and you send me something and it's whack. If I send it back to you and say, yeah, it's banging, I'm doing you a disservice.
Yeah, but that's what that's me sending it to you.
No, but my point is that you've put it out there or it's there. People can consume it, whether it's me, whether it's the internet. At the end of the day, it's there for criticism.
Yeah.
You get me? Now, if I was to say to you, oh, it's good, it's banging, and it's shit, I'm doing you a disservice. If I say, listen, this melody here, or this bar here, if I then tell you what you've done wrong so you can improve on it, how am I not helping you?
Yeah. But if we did it, it's the consistency of the jokes and the actual negative. Like, someone's already said, yo, this don't look nice. And then someone said, yo, this don't list that. Yo, something this, that. Like, there's the consistency of that narrative instead of being like, oh, you know what, let me just message them saying, you know what, I'm not sure about the food only because visually it doesn't look like it's the same, but I'm gonna come in and try it. Like, those
is this a friend giving this advice?
Like, it doesn't matter, like, just in general.
Okay.
People that have
no vested interest in your success will just be a lot harsher.
Of course, of course, assessments.
But that's the way life goes, is because it's like, even not that I want to talk about it, but the whole when Top Boy came out, like, there was a lot of people where it could side it off with, like, people that was like...
Sorry to cut you. It's Top Boy away.
What do you mean?
Trying to get Top Boy.
It's Top Boy away.
Top Cat.
Top Cat. Top Boy's low-key away now.
You used to watch Top Cat when you were a kid.
Of course I did, yeah.
It's a why.
Is that what he says?
I'm going to be the esoteric brother.
No white man say he's a top man.
Insecurities. You man got insecurities. I'm not saying why no more.
I'm being that guy today.
All right, say that. Continue.
But
the Shane, 40, bro.
Yeah.
Listen. In the time frame of Top Boy, do you think it's still like 07, 08? Like, you know the slang in it?
It's looking like it's...
I feel it's set in recent times now, because they have new phones and that now.
No, but the slang was kind of...
Yeah.
That's probably because a white guy wrote it.
Yeah. Finally, a white guy wrote that shit.
What I don't get about these shows, why, bro, these lot trap and they make money and they're rich, right? Why do they never have enjoyment? Bro. I didn't see one Rolex. I didn't see one rental. They didn't go on one like Vegas holiday.
Yeah, all the choppers. Yeah. I know that. Pain. Well, just definitely got rentals.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know how realistic Top Boy is. But
not
they have
one
to give
rental,
us,
bro.
They gave us fiction because they know Americans watch it.
Not one trip to Dubai, bro.
Yeah.
Not one Lambo truck rental in Dubai. Yeah, come
little,
on.
That Dubai little. They should have done a little special little Dubai
come
one.
Come on, man.
You know I mean, but what I was saying, like when it came out, yeah, it was like.
Not the trappers though.
A lot of the industry, like the music industry, were like defending it, but mainly because they're friends with them. It was like, oh, I don't understand why.
Is this the most recent season? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I don't understand why black people do this and like bring it down, whatever. I'm like, bro, give a fuck if you black, white, yellow, green. Like, if something's shit,
call
yeah,
us Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Huh?
Like, Rotten Tomatoes, we're throwing it.
Yeah,
at
bro. Like, get bro, don't feed us shit and be like, oh, I'm gonna hype this up for you to blow, because that's how essentially-
You're not on this Black Lives Matter hype.
Nah, fuck all that shit.
Nah, no, man, I'm telling you, bro, every time a man support black business, that's when you get bumped, I'll be real, but nah, bro.
Man's not I feel like man's black businesses will get the support they need, and black businesses that need a little upper hand will definitely get the-
Support good black businesses.
But the only reason why Top Boy is at the level it's at, because you gave us something good when 2009, whatever,
yeah.
And we generally like invested into it.
That's
and, like,
for the best season.
Huh?
First season.
Yeah,
first season,
yeah.
First season.
And like we built it up to the point
in that time frame, it was
yeah.
Nothing, it was clear. Like I feel like
when Top Boy came out in like was that 2011 it come out? Yeah. Was there anything else on TV like that?
No,
that we felt that was
serious.
That we felt that was so like accurate in terms of kind of like the kind of like real life. And, like,
you could say not that it was as close, but like probably like Waterloo Road was probably like the closest thing to it, which wasn't
before that. It was probably maybe like Kidulthood.
Yeah, but that's like a movie. It was like we invested.
There was never
time
a TV show.
Yeah,
like there was nothing else like that. Yeah.
So like they really just like embodied like the London lifestyle. It was like, yo, that could actually happen.
But if that's what I'm saying. In that current time, in Top Boy, like that first season, because we all related heavily.
Yeah.
But I'm like right now, like the way that it is, they've still got elements from the original Top Boy to now. We're kind of looking at, oh, this is a few gays.
Yeah.
Like, all the trappers we know have made it right now.
Yeah, even for me, I've not watched the most recent season of Top Boy. I tried to watch the last, like the one where like Dave was in prison. With
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was nice. I like that one.
I just never find it as good as the one like, I watched when I was a kid.
Like with them, yeah. I hate when like just people like series in general when they kill off a good villain. I feel like Scorcher.
Oh, he was hard.
It was like, yeah. You just have, to, like, when they killed
he
him, was like,
as well.
he was generally not likable. Like, that's a proper good villain.
Man don't like man off camera.
Yeah.
I feel like Scorcher was a very, like, natural villain. Whereas, like, when Dave did it, he was a bit more exact. He was more of a cartoonish villain.
Yeah. Like, you could tell. Dave was method acting like for a while for this one. Like Scorcher just turned up and
yeah,
was like,
bro, like
niggas
said,
genuinely don't
no
like
bad if you're a dickhead like in real life. Like.
You know what made Scorcher so good as well? He was barely on camera.
Yeah.
They used to talk about him all the time. Like, oh shit, come on. That's what made him so good. He was barely on camera.
Yeah.
That's what made him so good.
Yeah.
You know someone bullied people back in the day from that acting. Like, you've been a bully.
Yeah.
He must have been a bully.
Scorcher, like, he's cool as well. Yep. You get me? So it's like, he has, like, the presence. Where
can't even lie. Like, when I was, like, 21, bro, I think I just looked over at my girl's phone at the time and I saw Scorcher in there.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Sorry, man.
What do you mean by that?
She got the lightning bolt. I'm sorry, dog. The lightning bolt. I'm sorry, dog.
I went from Top Boy. No, we ain't skipping past that. What do you mean by that?
Went from Top Boy to another hood, like, it's long.
Bro, like, I don't even know what happened. I think it was like on a break or some shit. And I was always just on
I shouldn't be laughing.
Lightning bolt.
It was tearing my eye, man. Shit. And I remember, like, we linked up to work things out, yeah. And she just, like, jumped on the phone.
That's a score.
And, like, you know when you're, like, your eyes just wander a little bit? And I was like, hold on. I know the nigga.
Nah. If I see that.
I said, no, you're not going to watch some Motherhood?
No.
What's that?
What can I look like?
Oh.
What's that?
The Adam Deacon.
Adam Deacon for.
I will.
Adam Deacon in the year of our Lord 2023.
That just embarrassed myself.
Yeah.
I definitely want to watch it.
I can't lie, yeah. When I was in year 10, Adam Deacon came to my school. He was doing like a little biopic film about a guy. He was like an English guy, and he got like radicalized by like Islam or whatever. And he was gonna set off a bomb.
Oh, okay.
And he came to my school to like film a few scenes. And like literally, like when they was like, well, I was going to class, innit? And when they was like, so they was getting in as extras, innit? So when they was going up to the class, like the producer or whatever, or the director just must have been talking, and someone asked me a question, and like I said something mad funny, innit? And they was busting up. And then the next day they was like, oh yeah, we need someone to go and say a line. And the producer looked at me, he's like, yeah, you said something funny yesterday. I want you to
on board casting.
My head hurted me. Go boom. This one, I was in year 10
funny
now.
Black you.
It dropped my first year of college. So this is like, let's say like a year and a bit later, innit? So bro, like when it come out now, the way I was dressed, my voice, because my voice changed a lot in like, bro, it's come out now, and I've told everyone, like, these times, like, BBM's about, I'm like, yo, everyone, I'm going to be on BBC tonight. Yeah. Like, go watch it. When it dropped now and I heard how I sound, I had on, like, a purple beanie hat and, like, a purple bandana around my neck.
Ryan.
He just like, told me you got the clip.
Oh, my. Do you know what? Yeah, if I go on his filmography, I could probably find it. You could probably still go find it, but, bro, I was so embarrassed, bro. And I gassed up. I was like, yo, I'm going to be on TV today.
Watch this space, 9 p.m.
But were you on TV?
Yeah, I was. In Chicago. I had lines.
What did we say on the podcast like 2 years ago? If a nigga says take me in, don't take him in.
That's when you got to tune out. Hey,
that's annoying because my open jam mix called Take Me In now.
Oh, man, point still stands.
October 27th, man. Take me out.
I'm done, man.
No, but seriously, you're not gonna watch some other.
No, I said
not to even be one of them guys on Twitter to just rip it down.
No. I'm gonna tap in, like, because I see.
Well, Jazzy's in it, no?
Yeah, Jazzy, like,
I appreciate Jazzy.
It's called a boarding school bomber. He played it.
Niggas didn't even want to get no crazy.
He played a student.
Is a guy called Issa Ibrahim,
and he played it. Was he a student?
Yeah, he was a student.
How old is Adam Deacon in 2011?
Okay, so he is 40 years old right now. Damn,
he's 40 years old right now.
So. He's in his late 20s. Yeah.
So 2011 was
he
what?
Running around like Alexia Demi.
I would have been like 15.
That's fair enough.
Nah, man, I'm still hating that I didn't get to go on TV. I remember.
I feel like you're gonna be on TV soon.
When they was doing the initial casting for Top Boy, did you go audition?
Nah. I didn't even know.
That long ass queue, like, going down the whole Hammersmith and that.
You gotta be handpicked for that, man. Like, you gotta know someone in the industry. I feel like that was just like
right now. You definitely have to be.
Yeah,
that queue was long.
I don't know if you don't know yet, but like, you know the guy that plays Ronell in the first two seasons.
Yeah, he's
got a new show out right now on BBC iPlayer called Champion. And it's about like him and his sister, like they both make music. It's mad sick. You'll like it. So go check.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting paid. This isn't a paid
Is anything your job for free? Like?
No, it's a TV series. Okay. Yeah. It's mad sick. It's called Champion.
I was saying, I think I remember when I saw my cousin on TV during the riots. It was like a real moment. I was like, damn, nigga.
CCTV footage.
And then he went missing for like 2 years after, bro. Like,
what was you man doing during the riots?
Bro,
I was on TV still. I got caught.
So boom, when the riots was popping off in Bristol now, yeah, everyone was like running it on like BBM, like, yo, like we're going into town, we're gonna hit the jewelry store, Ray Tay Tay. So boom, we all went and linked up in the ends and marched into town in it because it's like close.
You're saying like all 15 of you?
It was bare of us. So boom, I was at home now, my dad's house, and me and my brother, I was like, yo, I'm stepping out to go to the riots. So like, but obviously my brother had lived with my dad his whole life, innit? But I lived with my mum. So at that point, I'd only recently started, like, so he kind of knew.
He couldn't really say
much. He knew how to, like, operate in that space better than I did, because when I lived with my mum, I kind of, like, was on whatever, innit? So I was like, yo, you coming? He's like, nope. So boom, we've stepped out now, innit? So my dad's come home, he's poked his head in my brother's room, my brother's in there. He's poked his head in my room. I'm not in there. He said to my brother, like, yo, where's your brother? My brother's like, I don't know. Man's bailed my phone now, yeah. I got shit, it's my dad. answered. He's like, yo, where are you? I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm just out on the road, innit? He's like, brother, if I ever hear you're going to them fucking riots, wait till I grab you. I was like, yo, man them. Man them.
You know the ones there where...
That's why it's important to have a father figure, because yeah. Bear man went jail because of them riots, bro.
You know the ones...
For teeth and rice and whatever, blood.
You know the ones, yeah, where your dad's cussing you out on the phone and you just got to act mad cool.
Like nothing crazy's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, man them.
No,
this guy was all stressing me out.
But you know, I thought my dad didn't want me to go because he was protecting me. When I got home, yeah, and I was talking to him about it, he was like, he was out in the ends before I got there. He seen all the youths getting ready to go riot, and he was thinking like, yeah, okay, they're going to go hit the jewelry stores and like get jewelry and rah, 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 rah. Then he heard them all talking about going to town and going to JD and getting trainers, and was like, yeah, these kids are fucking idiots, but I'm going home.
Yeah.
So when he heard I was out there, he's like, I'm not going to let my youth go out with these fucking idiots.
That's what you get nabbed, though.
Yeah. Like, my dad doesn't mind you being a criminal. He just doesn't like you being a stupid criminal. Like,
with my one, it was, I remember, the riots were going on. It was like summer holidays.
Nah, but you were in North.
Yeah. So then, So Tottenham's like 10 minutes away from me. So I'm like, all right, cool. My heart wasn't really in it, but all my guys were going. I was like, do not fuck it, I'm going. So I'm going to get ready, yeah. And now my brothers and cousins are going, but they're going Enfield. So I was like, now I'm going.
Yeah, I was at the Enfield.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to Tottenham.
Where the riots all over? Like,
it started in Tottenham. And then it just started like,
it never touched Northwest.
Because I can't lie, bro. When the news hit and shit, and everyone was watching the live scenes on the news, everyone was like, dick riding, bro. They're like, yeah, we're going to go riot as well, bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I wanted to go play football.
Nigga says dick riding. Bristol.
We had nothing to do with us, bro. No one knew what Tottenham. No one knew not one person from Tottenham, bro.
I just clocked. But now, with my
representative. Yeah.
So imagine, yeah, I'm about to slap on my shoes, yeah. It's like a 1 p.m., like, summer holidays. My parents aren't in. They're working. My mum comes home. And like, she's like, yeah, I'm a work from home. I'm like, wait, what?
2011?
Bro, crazy. Crazy. 2011. And I was like,
that's why they've gone to you when they got to your house.
Bro, and she was like, I had a feeling that you were gonna be doing something shit. Like, I'm gonna be here. And I just sat down and watched the news with her the whole thing. And then what, like 6-7 months later, I'm seeing guys getting bagged.
That was
my mum to let me go football.
That was an intense night.
I was like, mum, we don't live anywhere near there. I'll be fine.
There was the live Enfield, scene
I
did, on the
I
news.
Went to the, like, I went Enfield, didn't it? Like, live, or I went Enfield. I went with all of the hood man from my side, and we got to Enfield, and we were seeing other hood youths that we knew around them times, and then we linked up with them, and I remember us walking down this road that was like, near Cockfosters, not even near Cockfosters, going towards... the actual outlet towards Curry's and that.
It was getting real
cracking. I think this might have been was it the day or the second day? I can't even remember. I just remember hitting this corner, bro. I'm seeing like another like 300 man. Probably. Like, I don't know who they are. What, you man rioting? We're like, yeah. See, like, what you man? Bro, we got to the thing, there's just bare feds, bro. Everyone started charging at the feds now. Doesn't matter how much things you threw, them shields are licking off man's heads. Niggas, I see my good, like, before it's Braveheart, bro.
The only scary thing about the Enfield riots was, yeah, so like back in the day, like Brimsdown area,
yep,
it's a spooky. It's like,
yep,
it's like Texas.
Don't piss me off.
All right, Brimsdown.
They always have eyes, bro. I'm just kidding.
Brimsdown was like Alabama. Texas.
Tumbleweeds.
That was like the home of the KKK. Like them areas is like, if you was black and not really with it, like you see,
we don't serve your kind or here.
You see,
boy.
like if you're not like Steve-O the Madman, like the Cockney kind of guy, they are not fucking with you. Like if you're that black from Tottenham, bro, and then the whites in Enfield, they started rioting against the police and the black people.
They were baffled,
bro. They didn't fuck with the police.
And friendly fire everywhere.
Bro,
they didn't want to pick a mutual enemy.
Oh man, it's like them niggas with the XL bullies.
What do you think about the XL bullies?
I can't like him. You know, in art ends, XL bullies is a thing. Like, I don't know no one about no XL bullies.
I don't think I've ever seen an XL bully in real life.
Seriously,
like, even before XL bullies was a thing, we used to get chased by bullies, bro.
Yeah, pits, all of it.
There was a guy who had a pit. Yeah, Kane, rest in peace. If you didn't get chased by that dog, like from the years of like,
was it his
2002? Yeah, it was his. From the years of like 2002 to like 2005, If you didn't get chased by that dog, you can't ever claim to say you grew up on my block.
Yeah.
Back in my day, it was pit bulls and Rottweilers.
I couldn't climb trees. No, no, listen.
What happened to pit bulls and Rottweilers?
I couldn't climb trees. I ain't seen a Rottweiler either. Yeah? Yeah. Until I had to run from that dog.
Bro. I think them X4 bullies are expensive.
On every estate, there's a dog that like strikes fear. Like on my estate,
yeah, we had Bullet, fam.
There was a Rottweiler called Killer. My neighbor, he had a Rottweiler called Killer, and when Killer stepped out, but if he was kicking ball and he seen that ball, oh my
Bullet dear. Was the Rottweiler, and our size ball was bold.
You know the ones where like you don't even hear the dog, you just hear screams.
But they did the
Omar's coming.
They did the walk for the Exo bullies the other day, you know.
No, they said they would bring the Exo bullies.
They didn't bring no Exo bullies.
Bro, bringing so many dogs into like in the same place. Same
area. That's but, crazy. Oh
but the, but the,
that's me, yeah. I'm walking with my dog and I'm saying, sick of me. I just started a bad.
It's like black people throwing in the chair and just everyone fighting.
The whole Exo bullies thing is so funny when someone was like, they'll talk about the.
We're not drug dealers or rappers.
They'll interviewing like all the white people and then someone's like, now ask them about BLM, yeah, and they'll be mad confused. And I was like, that's the truth about it. Like, white people would like ride for dogs before things. Yeah.
Because even some guy was like, yeah, we're not, you know, like, oh, we're just dog owners. We're not drug dealers or rappers.
Yeah.
And then some woman was like, yeah, I've not seen a dangerous dog in my 15 years. I'm like, didn't you only 16?
Didn't someone refer to, like, them hip-hop dogs?
Yeah, the guy on the news. And that's what everyone started blaming DMX. And I was like, you know what? I forgot DMX had an EXO bully. Like, all
the videos. DMX, did DMX put them on?
Apparently, yeah, the time frame don't make sense, though.
But DMX was a crackhead, rest in peace.
And he had dogs fighting in his garden.
We can't like go to him and be like he's
a madman.
The pinnacle of black people. Like whatever he did was on his own accord, man.
Hey, DMX was in movies with Aaliyah and shit, but people was looking up to him. Yeah,
he was definitely one of the top faves.
But random thing, you mentioned your guy R.I.P. Kane, but I've never met a good Kane.
You talking about the dog?
No, his name was Kane.
The dog?
No.
The guy. Like, I've
get the dog's name.
I've never.
No, do you know what?
I know if you're not familiar with the Bible. You know where I'm going with this, right?
I do know what you're going with this.
Please go on.
You're not familiar with the story of
Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but.
So that name's been cursed since biblical times.
Do you
like,
know what? I'll speak on him very, very quickly. He was older than me. He was closer to my older brother's age. And he was a bit prickly. All the olders on the block were, but it was like once I got to a certain age, like it was just a bit of a, not a bully, but it was a bit like, you get me? You say, well, go on, because you knew my older brother and that, but when I got to a certain age, I started seeing him around. I remember when he came out of jail. Funny thing is, he came out of jail and he was on the, I remember I was in some caf with this girl I was seeing and she was mad pretty. And I remember he saw me from like across the way in it and like gave her a look of what order and that. And then you have to understand, I was like, 17, and you know when you're that young, girls are impressed by everything. So she's seen these three like olders walk past me, innit? And obviously I'm seeing the team with the thing, so they're like patting me on the shoulder. And like, bro, that was a through ball.
Do you know
that was the through ball? And I remember I seen him. I was like, yo, you might gave him a little through ball the other day.
You know what I've always said, niggas never niggas don't ever want to like randomly give you a through ball with a nice thing. Like, I've always said like people always help me up when I'm on my own. Yeah, like all right, love. All right, when you see me with a baddie. Like you got please come up and just be like.
You have to understand something. When you're that age, if a man's showing you love like that, when we're that age, like girls who are 16, whatever, when you're like, oh my god, like look who he loves all these guys, and it's like, yo, like these men are showing me love. And I remember, bro, but shout out to him.
Something like that happened with me, but I can't tell the story on this pod. I can maybe tell you about the story off the pod, but I can't tell you the story on the pod.
Oh shit.
But he was saying like whenever I'm with my guy Kane, there's nothing good has ever happened. Like, I always remember, like, shout out him, but I'll never forget where we went to one pub and we was like 18, never mind, we step out the whip. This is the fastest night out I've ever had, I've shut my door, He's started a fight at the
I'm crazy.
see the little line? Nigga just walked up and just punched someone, punched the bouncer.
Why?
So I haven't even shut my door. So I've gone in now, all scrapping, and then and something happened. We must have stole someone's card. Yeah, then he was like, fuck it, let's go to McDonald's. This nigga bought 28 double cheeseburgers,
How do you even take in that order?
Bro, bro, you just gotta just tap it just all the time, man. I never nice forget, person. Yeah. I never forget sitting with him at like a McDonald's at 11 p.m. Just 28 cheeseburgers, just like
between how much, man?
Bro, just us two.
Oh my dude,
bro, like it was
that's gluttony.
No. We had two, but we were just going on a trip.
You should, you should have did like what? You know when Nines was doing the grill shutdown, cheeseburger shutdowns.
You want a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger Eddie style.
Bro, I was watching The Longest Yard over there. Yeah.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
The man of the cheeseburger in his in the jocks.
I got the nuggets. Get them nuts.
That's a legendary movie, man.
The Longest Yard is so good.
Man,
they don't make movies like that no more, man.
Adam Sandler was definitely in his bag, man. Do you remember Waterboy?
Of course.
Yeah. Bro, I watched that the other day, And then I just said, this is comedy, man. Like, you know when you grow out of...
The thing is, like, I like Longest Yard, and I kind of like Waterboy. I'm not really big on comedy films, bro. My boys always talk about Step Brothers, and they talk about, like, what's the other one? I forget the other one, the one I'm thinking of. Bradley Cooper. Is it Hot Summer something?
No, I haven't seen that one.
What's the other one? Anchorman. Like, I don't find
it Anchorman,
funny.
Yeah.
But that's like...
And it's like, I don't know, innit? I don't like comedy films like that.
Like, with me, one of my boys, Kia was like, I watched Ali G the other day. Like, you'd love it. And I was like, nah, I'm not. Like, there's certain comedy where I have to have that hangover Alan comedy. Like, I love that stupid stuff where people are effortlessly just being stupid.
Ali G broke it funny, by the way.
As a kid, Ali G was like the funniest shit in the world. I haven't watched it as an adult yet.
As an adult, you won't like it.
Yeah, maybe if I revisit it as an adult. But as a kid, that shit used to have me. When I was a youth, I love comedies. I can't lie, bro. Like, I used to watch comedies like I shouldn't have been watching as well because my siblings are so much older than me. So like Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2, shit like that. Friday. Yeah. Like all of them shows was like.
See, those are funny.
I feel like comedy's monitored.
Okay, black comedy. Yeah,
you feel like comedy's monitored too much.
Yeah, you can't say.
Like, you can't say nothing.
Comedians should be allowed a certain. Obviously, if you're gonna go out there and preach hate speech and that kind of thing, you should obviously don't do that. But I feel like comedians should be allowed that little pocket where they can kind of blur the lines a little bit and be a bit offensive. I remember I was listening to Flagrant 2 like 4 years ago. Flagrant 2 is Andrew Schultz and an Asian dude, isn't it? And the poor. But they made like Andrew Schultz and Akash were making slavery jokes and I was laughing. Mm. So I'm like, if you can do it in a way where it's like, it's not just on its face cross and you can actually make it witty. And I know you're not just, you get me.
Andrew Schultz makes jokes like he knows he could get away with anything.
But I've always said, I feel like comedians do have that pocket, but they think they are so like, obviously people are going to have something bad to say about it, but that's just the internet now. And it's like, all right, cool.
Didn't Chris Rock have to feel it though?
Dave Chappelle made like 4 specials about being cancelled. Like,
yeah.
I think with Dave Chappelle,
after the third special of being cancelled, maybe you're not.
The thing was with Dave Chappelle, it became too self-indulgent. It stopped, for me, it stopped being about the comedy and it became being about, I'm not going to let you guys win. It's more important.
Yeah.
But, you get me?
But as I was saying, I just feel like people have to just be brave and stand on what you're saying, bro. Like, if you made a shit joke and it was offensive, and I'm offended, and I'd kind of respect if you stood on it and be like, all right, cool, bad joke, whoop-de-doo. And it's like, all right, cool, like, we move on to the next. But I feel like we always say, like, you see when the iPhone Notes apology comes out, you're finished, buddy. I swear to you, I promise you, as long as I'm on the internet, I won't do apology. I refuse, because it's me admitting
it. Stand still.
Bro, you
got to be 10 toes down.
Bro,
like, I mean, thinking about, like, the way that, no, because see, Steve will let the jokes fly on Twitter or like, calling it now. Like, we'll let them jokes fly. Some people will say some things that you're like, you know what? I wouldn't laugh if a comedian said that. No, I would laugh if a comedian said that, but I know if I was in a room with other people, they might not laugh.
But yeah, that's like.
I feel like
with me, I get a whole lot of DMs saying that, like, niggas be laughing in the background. I'm like, nigga, laugh with me. I need some support. Like, I mean, come on. I'm out here butt naked on the timeline.
It's like someone getting cooked for a take you agree with. Join in with the slander.
Afro as a circus.
Oh, man.
Everyone needs a martyr.
Yeah, I mean, that's like when I made the prolific meat tweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them niggas put me on Shits and Gigs. I was like, man,
I know he's on Made You Think for that one.
Yeah, man. I was like, you see when a joke leaves like my followers, like that's when the
like, I feel like I just say things so annoyingly. Like I knew that I'd go viral because of the carnival thing, and I was like, I'm gonna go viral
for what?
For the whole when I went carnival and I went viral because I went with my girl and I went with the other girls.
Oh, well, wasn't that white girl?
No,
you don't be letting white girls into your relationship.
We're not gonna talk milk. We're not gonna talk milk right now.
Didn't you go viral for like a roller skating thing as well?
Yeah,
like, but, that was you, right?
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I already knew that was gonna go viral because it's just that's just roller skating in the.
Was people hating in it? Was people hate? Was people hate?
People weren't hating on that because
they were hating on it.
There's a couple thing,
but I've seen people hate on. I used to think I'm trying to find a tweet where like it's on hate honorable, but I've not found one yet. People tweet like, "Oh, I'm at my cousin's wedding,"
I did,
like, and they'll be like, "Baby, why are you spending so much money on this wedding?"
Hey man, shout out to Twitter. Hey. Like, I love hating. Man.
I think what was more hilarious because I said to my bridge and I was like, "Yo, like we're going carnival. Like it's me, my girl, a couple of other girls, whatever. Like, and we're gonna enjoy as much as we can in it. So if there's a video of us and all these other girls, I was like, I already know because of the actions that I'm going to do from this carnival day. If I post it, it's going viral because I know what I'm gonna add to the post. And obviously, I tweeted, this is how you go to carnival with your girl. Obviously, I'm with three girls or two, three girls, whatever, in the video. I already knew what happened was it was the people that would like to enjoy that would be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna throw some something onto this because it's gonna spin elsewhere. But by the time I was getting tagged on Insta and Shadeborough, I was like, I don't even want to look at them comments because I'm getting tagged from the people that know me saying like, yo, bro, you're in Shadeborough. I read in the other comments and like, no, never me. How did he do this? Like, raw, like just, and then you got, bro,
put me on, big bro.
All I can see on my Twitter comments, I had to turn off my Twitter. I went put on mute. All I see is all the French lot just saying whatever. Yeah. Like,
put your
your scope, because I was having this conversation the other day.
It's easier.
I was having this conversation with my brethren the other day because, like, me and my guy, shout out my guy Daniel, innit? Friends since I was in year seven. We have like a certain brand of joke that we make. So, we like obviously we're going to New York together in April, so we have like a lot of interest in like New York culture and like growing up, paid that kind of stuff, innit?
Yeah,
so we always make like drug jokes, and so obviously just a joke. But his brethren, who I don't know, like was on a bike in Kilburn, we were in Kilburn, and like you seen him, he's like, oh, my guy had a bag, but Daniel had a bag, innit? And then he was like, oh, what you got in the bag? And then Daniel was like, paraphernalia. I started laughing at it. And this guy looking at him like,
I didn't get it.
Like, I don't get it. And Daniel looked at me and was like, oh shit. And when he pedaled off, he was like, I always forget I can't make those jokes around anyone.
It's like when
why do you know I got crack on me, dog?
It's why I'm scared of bringing my Bristol friends around. I'd be real, bro. Like,
you originally came box for the Callum.
He couldn't believe what was going on.
Niggas are making hella gay jokes. He's just looking at us like.
See with me, there's a group of friends I'll never forget when. Rest in peace, my guy, but there was one guy like in school where he died, And I was like, oh shit. But he wasn't in my school. Hey man, we all got to that PS4 chat, bro. We was making hella jokes, but RIP him. But it was like a thing where that's just us, man. Like we knew him personally. Like we can't make them jokes in front of.
Wait, so what jokes are you talking about? We're not talking about how my man died.
Let's talk about why you won't let a white woman in your relationship.
You know what? I think culturally it would cause an imbalance.
That's a bit crazy. That's an imbalance. On that note, man, we need to wrap this up, man. It's been a pleasure. I think this is going to be...
Wait. Did you answer the tweet the other day that said, how much milk's on your body count? That seemed to have erupted the other day. Did you answer the tweet?
You can't ask me.
Because that was the first question you asked me when I first came on this podcast.
Ask the host that question.
Yeah. I just asked you to answer the tweet. With my one, it's not that crazy.
You said 100. You said if there's 100 women on your body count.
And you have 10, that's 10%.
I'm so glad like the first times I started jumping on this podcast, you lot weren't asking that question. Because you can't ask me now. That's what you get.
Yeah.
I beat it on a technicality. Like,
do you know what I be doing? I be lying a lot, man. I be like, if I'm with a new woman, I ain't ever been with a white woman.
Hey, listen.
I'm done. But all right, cool. Let's sign out, man.
All right, guys. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for rocking with us. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Episode 72, we out.
Lactose.
Also, yeah, thank you to Dre and Reem. I say thank you, Reem. Reem's is basically one of us, but thank you to Dre. This is like Dre's third time on the podcast.
Third.
Yeah, listen, love to Dre.
I appreciate it.
Love to Dre and Reem for pulling up today, man. But yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
I was calm.